This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just coming up to 7:08. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're now moving on to a story relating to the federal court, because earlier today, the federal court ruled that a particular Selangor Sharia law, specifically against unnatural sex, quote unquote, the federal court ruled that that law is unconstitutional, which opens up a larger conversation about the impact of a federal court making these sorts of a ruling like this. Just a little primer on what that particular law is. So the Section 28 of the Selangor Sharia Criminal Offences touches on the criminalisation of unnatural sex, and the definition of unnatural sex under the Section 28 is, and I'm quoting here, performing sexual intercourse against the order of nature with any man, woman or animal. So just to reiterate, the federal court actually ruled against that particular Sharia law just earlier today.
Yes, and they ruled that it's invalid, it's unconstitutional, and to be very specific, because I think sometimes when we see legal headlines, it's very easy to be caught up in the larger social significance, when in fact, when we look at the law or what's actually happening legally, that significance is not necessarily as great as we think. So I don't want to downplay it, but just to say that the federal court ruling says that such offences fall under the jurisdiction of federal and not state law. It does not necessarily have anything further to say about what constitutes unnatural sex or whether or not that is now legal. You know, it really does not touch on that in any way or form, because Section 377A of the Penal Code already has a federal law criminalising unnatural sex. I think this is one that we may remember from previous news stories.
Which is just to say, this might actually be a conversation that has more to do with the federal versus the state rather than I think any rush to think that this might signify a
liberation.
Change in
liberation.
Yes, exactly. So just to go back a little bit in terms of why this became an issue in the first place, back in 2019, a Muslim man was charged in the Selangor Sharia High Court under Section 28. And in December 2020, that man's lawyer asserted that this doesn't actually fall under Selangor State Legislature's capacity to enact that provision, and that only Parliament had the exclusive power to enact laws against unnatural sex. So the federal court bench reserved judgment in this motion until today, of course, when it has decided on that ruling.
Yeah, so I think we're going to get in more detail after this from a legal expert about what the ramifications are. But this is the lay of the land. Essentially, just to reiterate what we have already talked about, the federal court ruled that a Selangor Sharia law was unconstitutional. This was particularly relating to unnatural sex. And the argument here is that the Penal Code already has a federal law that does so. And so the offences that fall within this category are under the jurisdiction of federal and not state. So I'm so sorry to keep being the overly technical one here, but I think it is important to say again, this is more a legal story than it is a rights story.
Oh, absolutely. But do share your thoughts with us. What do you think about this ruling? Have you been following the headlines? You can call us 7732900, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we will be speaking to constitutional lawyer Lim Wei Jit to help make sense of some of that legalese. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
It is 7:14. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're talking about a federal court ruling made earlier today, which ruled that a particular law under the Selangor Sharia law, which pertains to unnatural sex, is unconstitutional. We're trying to make sense of what this actually means, what it means both in terms of the law itself, as well as the larger issue of federal law versus state law. If you have thoughts on this, you can call us 7732900, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We now have on the line with us constitutional lawyer Lim Wei Jit to get his thoughts. Wei Jit, thanks for joining us. Could you walk us through Section 28 of the Selangor Sharia law, which is the law in focus in this case?
The enactment that's being challenged is Section 28 of the Sharia Criminal Offences Selangor Enactment 1995. which criminalizes sexual intercourse against the order of nature. So if you are found guilty, you can be fined up to 5,000 ringgit or imprisoned up to 3 years, and you may be whipped up to 6 strokes.
So if we looked at what happened, the federal court declared that this provision was not validly enacted on the grounds that it's about a matter that the State Assembly has no power to make laws on. Could you help us break this down?
The federal court held that Section 28 of that enactment is inconsistent with the Constitution and void because only Parliament can enact legislation for criminal offences. And it means that the state legislative assemblies, Selangor State Legislative Assembly in this case, do not have the power to enact legislation on criminal offences. And since sexual intercourse against the order of nature is a criminal offence, which, by the way, already exists in Section 377A to C of the Penal Code, which is a federal law, therefore, it is unconstitutional because only Parliament can have the jurisdiction to enact that law.
So in that case, in what areas do state legislatures have the power to enact laws on?
What the federal court held was that state legislative assemblies only have the power to enact legislation where it concerns offences and punishments against the precepts of Islam. So really the question is, what is the scope of offences and punishments against the precepts of Islam? And the Chief Judge of Malaya actually laid down several categories, and the first category are, for example, offences relating to Aqidah. This includes wrongful worship, deviating from Islamic belief, or contrary to Hukum Shara. The second category of is purely religious offences are offences relating to the sanctity of religion and its institutions. For example, insulting the Quran and the Hadith, religious teaching without the tawliyah, failure to perform the Friday prayers, disrespecting the holy month of Ramadan, non-payment of zakat. The third category of purely religious offences are offences against morality. This includes, you know, consuming intoxicating alcoholic drinks, sexual intercourse out of wedlock, zina, or khalwat, close proximity. So it is only in these categories of offences which fall within offences within which are against the precepts of Islam, and it's only these offences which state legislative assemblies have the power to enact, and not criminal offences.
So what consequences will today's court decision have?
This decision has very wide-ranging consequences. For a start, the Selangor and, in fact, any state religious enforcement authorities across Malaysia now cannot enforce state enactments relating to carnal intercourse against the order of nature. They would also have to relook at the state enactments to find out what offences which are criminal in nature and therefore within the exclusive jurisdiction of Parliament that they cannot enforce. And they also have to determine what kind of offences are purely religious offences against the precept of Islam. And those offences, they of course can continue to enforce their power. So it really means that the state religious authorities would have to relook at the enactments and to decide on the next best course of action to do in light of the federal court decision.
Wajid, could you explain why it's important to have a clear balance between the jurisdictions when it comes to making laws?
This decision is important because it sets out very clearly that there is only one system of criminal law in Malaysia, contrary to the previous position where it appears to be two coexisting criminal systems. And what I mean by this can be best illustrated through an example. So if a Muslim man commits an offence sexual intercourse against the order of nature, he will be charged under the Sharia enactments, which only provide up to 3 years imprisonment. But if a non-Muslim commits that same offence, he can be charged under Section 377 of the Penal Code, which carries a much higher punishment, up to 20 years jail. So where is the equality and fairness for that? It appears that there is one set of law for Muslims and one set of law for non-Muslims. So the federal court is saying that we cannot have that kind of system. We should have a system where if there is a criminal offense, the punishments should be the same regardless of your religion, race, ethnicity, or background.
So is today's decision a step towards decriminalizing what is currently considered unnatural sex under Malaysian law?
I'm neutral on that. For the sole reason that we have to remind ourselves that the federal court invalidated that section in the Selangor enactment purely because on the ground that only Parliament has the power to enact criminal offences and state legislative assemblies do not. As to what will happen pursuant to this judgment is really debatable. So I'll leave it at that.
Wajid, thanks so much for speaking with us. That was constitutional lawyer Lim Wajid speaking to us about a ruling by the federal court earlier today that a particular law under the Selangor Sharia law on unnatural sex was unconstitutional. So you can continue to share your thoughts with us. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.